Thank you, Mary. Well, grab your Bible, your phone, or whatever device you got. Don't have something, and just raise your hand. And let's honor these scriptures, these holy words. Repeat after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what it says I can have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will continue to be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive. I'll never be the same, because I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. Never in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Exciting times. Lord, what do you have for us today? We need to wake up with a sense of expectancy and anticipation of something good happening. Something good is going to happen to us today. First of all, if you get up, that's a good day. May have some aches or pains or this or that. Might have some trials. You know, we're either going in, coming out, or in the middle of a trial. All that. But yet God is faithful. We're gonna continue in the kingdom revelations we've been looking at. Last week we looked at the first nine verses of Joshua chapter 1 and looked at servanthood, as we saw in verse 1 where it says, "And Moses, the servant of the Lord." And it says that 12 times in the book of Joshua. 12, the number of authority can't think of what I want to say, but anyway, then the 13th time, it's listed in the 24th chapter of Joshua, Joshua, the servant of the Lord. So Joshua took the heart of his mentor and ran with it. Okay? And we're going to talk a little bit about leadership today, but let's read these first nine verses and we'll get into a few nuggets. Joshua chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, his assistant, saying, "Moses, my servant, is now dead. Now therefore, arise." What do you do when one of your dreams dies? You keep on moving. Come on. "Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land that I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness of Lebanon, the great river, Euphrates, the land of the Hittites, the great sea, towards the going down of the sun shall be your territory." That was his inheritance. The children of Israel's inheritance. As a matter of fact, I used to have a former mentor that was extremely sharp on understanding the ground that belongs to Israel. And back a couple decades ago, when Hamas was raising its ugly head back then, and it's been quiet for a while, he wrote him a letter and said, "They've got every right to be there, according to Joshua chapter 1. And then somebody said, "You better not write those kind of emails anymore." So they called him down on that. But anyway, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Hallelujah. Put your name in there. As God was with Moses, as God was with Joshua, God was with Gideon, God was with all of them, he is so with us. So I'll be with you. I'll not leave you. I'll never leave you. Never, never, never leave you. Never forsake you. Verse 6. "Be strong and of good courage to this people." By the way, count how many times we see those two words, "be strong." "Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong, very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded, do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not, this is usually where we start when we quote Joshua chapter 1. This book of the law will not depart from your mouth. You'll meditate. Remember what meditate means? To think on, to dwell on, and to mutter to oneself. Let's say that. Think on, dwell on, and to mutter to oneself. You know, when you're trying to memorize scripture, you think on it, you dwell on it, and you mutter it out loud. Because when you speak it out loud, I spoke it once and I heard it twice. Okay? But you shall meditate day and night to observe all that's written into it. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. Verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We think of the triune God. How many be strongs were there? There were three. Three times in those six, four verses said be strong in the Lord. So just a tidbit there. You think about Moses. Good leaders, point number one, good leaders know how to serve. Jesus said, if you want to be great, if you want to be mega, if you want to be top dog, what should you do? Be a servant of all. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So we need to keep the servant mindset in our hearts. And that mantle of serving, when we think about it, Joshua had to serve 40 years under Moses. Elisha had to serve 20 years under Elijah. And Jesus said the greatest thing is to be servant of all. So it's important for us to keep that in our mind. And under that servant mantle, I love this, that we have protection when we're in that. And we have empowerment, that God will empower us because of our willingness to do that. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 5, it says, and Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant. Mothers and fathers, yeah. In his house. He had a big household, by the way. And testimony to those things which would be spoken afterward. So, key thing about good leaders knowing how to serve. Point number two, our primary ministry. I want to just remind us, I need to remind myself of it, that where my feet are is my primary ministry. There is no secondary ministry in the kingdom. It's primary. Everywhere your feet are, whether that's where you're gassing up the car, you're going in the grocery store, any place else, where your feet are is where your ministry is. We're to be ministering the kingdom of God wherever we go. Somebody please say amen. So I'm not preaching to, yeah, all right, there you go. All right, we want to be reminded of that. Where Joshua walked, that's why God said, walk it out, Joshua. Walk it out. We've walked out the properties that we bought. We tried to do everything we could to walk them out and make sure that where the soles of our feet were planted, because that promise was big to Joshua. Hallelujah. And the neat thing about God is he doesn't ask us to do things by ourselves. Isn't that great? When he asks you to do something, he goes with us. He is Jehovah Shammah, the Lord ever-flowing presence. I love that. In Hebrews 13, verse 5, he says, I will never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I'll never give up on you. Huh? What's the world doing? The world's giving up on a lot of things. But we shouldn't. We should always be strong in that area. Hallelujah. So, next point, be strong and of good courage. God wants us strong. Some of us have gone through a few setbacks, but you know what? Setbacks are a setup for a comeback. Did you get it? Setbacks are a setup for a comeback. So let's come back on it, okay? It's all right. Just don't, you know, having a setback is just a test of your faith. I will say that one more time. A setback is a test of our faith. Do we trust God? Can we believe God? However it comes about, huh? Setback is set up for a comeback. Hallelujah. I like that. You know, I looked up the word courage in a number of different places. And courage is a difficult word to define. We know what it is. Usually courage is something that's an internal drive in the face of adversity. Courage, and there's a phrase here in the outline that says, courage is contagious. And I think about, I know it's a secular movie, you have to forgive me, but you know, I think about John Wallace? No. Who is Braveheart? Thank you. William Wallace. Thank you. That picture of him stirring up that army was awesome. That was courage. I love that. I think of a picture of courage better and I can define it in a way. But anyway, it was interesting because I also grew up in the days of John Wooden. He was a basketball coach. If you don't know that, he coached UCLA from 1948 to 1985. He had an 8.81% win ratio. 8 out of 10 games he won. He mentored a lot of young men through basketball. But I just picked up this quote from him. I thought it was kind of interesting when he said, success is never final. See, you don't stop at your end of your success. Success is never final. Keep on, right? And the other thing he said was, failure is never fatal. Come on. Anybody going to make a mistake? Yeah, we're going to make some mistakes. Let's just try to minimize them, right? Failure is never fatal. And then I love this, but it's courage that counts. It's courage that counts. I know I'm preaching to the choir here a little bit, but it's that courage that counts. Billy Graham, courage is contagious. Oh, he's the one who said that. You know, a brave person strengthens others. And, you know, when our kids were younger, I told them this next phrase about courage. I said, show me who you're hanging out with, and I'll show you what direction you're headed. You know? Yeah. And it's a little bit, doesn't really belong under the courage thing, but I thought it was too good to pass up. But anyway, so we can be strong and we can be courageous. Let's say that. I'm strong and I'm courageous by the power of the Spirit within me. Yeah, we can do these things. We can handle these things, right? Yeah. And my final exhortation out of Joshua 24, which is a very popular section of Scripture, right? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Come on. That's very popular. But when you look at these two verses together, see how many times the word serve is in it. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. Verse 15. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the god of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But there's a transition. Anytime you see the word but, there's a transition. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. How many times do you see serve? Did you count them? I found 7. That's pretty cool, isn't it? In 2 verses. Thank you. Did you find 7, William? Thank you. Yeah, good. Good. Got a good student there. So there's something that God is speaking to us. You know, if God said it once, it's important. But if he repeats it 7 times, I think, yeah, it's something we need to stand up and take a look at. So we need to choose to serve the Lord. He doesn't force us to do it. We have to choose to do it. Boy, he'll lead us and he'll guide us and he'll give us everything. He'll equip us. He says he's equipped us for every good work. Amen. And so we can do this, church. We can do whatever God calls us to do. And right now, I'm going to change gear. I'm shifting in 4th gear. I want to break the spirit of infirmity right now in Jesus' name. Spirit of infirmity, you've been given an assignment, and we curse you. We break your power over anybody or anybody connected with Living Word Church right now in Jesus' name. Spirit of infirmity, you be broken off in Jesus' name. I'm tired of runny noses. I'm tired of chest colds. I'm tired of body parts having to be fixed. Hallelujah, God. We know it. Thank you that we're fixed. But how about let's walk in victory. Let a spirit of victory rest upon our congregation, Lord, so that we can fight the battles. We can do the things we need to do. Thank you, Father, for wisdom and day-to-day disciplines. Ooh, day-to-day. Thank you, Father, for wisdom in our disciplines, Lord. And help us, God, to be wise each and every day. And Lord, we don't want to buy into what the world says is going to happen. Well, this is going to be the season of, okay? No. We are going to believe for a season of victory. Better than before. Have a better winter than last winter. Amen? A better fall than last fall. A better spring than last spring. Come on. Let's believe for that in Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on. Let's stand. I'm done. Father, I just release a spirit of victory in the house today. I thank you, Father. I just want to call upon the spirit of servitude, of servanthood, Father, on the house today, Lord. Father, that we would serve one another the best that we can, but also we want to be servants to a lost and a dying world, Father, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given to us, and we just want to rejoice more in it than ever before. And for that, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. In Jesus' name, shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Go and have a great week.